Miles, how has it been to after the layoff to get back to practice and get to work and prepare for a game?
I mean, it's been good. I know none of us really took any time off. We've all been preparing our own way, but it's good to come back and see each other and prepare for this last game.
How have you been preparing?
Working out, running, a little bit of boxing. Oh, a little bit.
Miles, ask you a little bit about that statement you made yesterday. I mean, you made a concerted effort to make sure people knew that you weren't going to be leaving before the bowl game. How important was that to you and your thoughts on maybe other guys doing that?
I mean, I got to just let my teammates know that I'm all in this last game. Whether it's my last game or I have another season to go, I'm all in this last one of the season. Don't want them worried about anything else but winning this last game.
Miles, when do you anticipate announcing what your plans for the future are?
Sometime after the bowl game.
Sometimes it's like maybe the next day?
It could be the next day. It could be 2 weeks from then. Just whenever we come to a decision.
What scenario could you envision that would make you decide to come back for another year?
Come back? I don't know. Just talking to coach and see how he feels about how my season went or if I have anything else left to prove.
What could you possibly have left to prove?
The 20 sacks I wanted.
Are you kind of upset that you didn't end up getting that this year?
Oh, definitely. And if I set a goal, I want to reach it no matter what it is.
You know, how frustrating was it to be hampered by injury, you know, throughout the year and not being able to kind of go out and accomplish what you wanted?
I mean, it's rough. Same thing happened to my freshman year when I think I was coming along pretty well, and then I got slowed down by another injury, but you get stronger, make sure you're not susceptible to the same thing, and keep moving forward.
Do you ever hear from any of your classmates or anything, somebody saying, hey, you know, Miles, you really ought to consider coming back for another year? Do you, any Aggies out there that you have in class that are trying to convince you that you need to stay here for another year?
All the time, whether it's classmates or professors, they come to me, you know, before or after class, and it's like, you know, it really would be nice for you to come back and, you know, show us what you can do for another year. It's like, I don't know. We'll see.
Miles, with guys like Leonard Fournette and McCaffrey, do you see their side at all in this deal, or how do you approach what their decision has been as well?
I mean, Leonard's been trying to leave since sophomore year. and McCaffrey just trying to stay healthy, and I can understand that, but I got to make sure I finish off, you know, this season strong. I'm not going to bring any attention to myself or just, you know, all focus in all in one direction.
So you literally, since you haven't decided what to do, there should have been no question on whether you're going to play, right?
No question. I'm playing.
When was the first time anybody asked you the question yesterday? Did you look at him and go, what the hell, or were you already thinking about it?
I was already, you know, focused in on, you know, I'm going to play, you know, no matter whoever, you know, says they're, you know, sitting out or they got things to do or they got, you know, bones or bruises to heal. That's their decision. They're their own man, and I can't let them, their will, you know, impose on mine. So I got to make my own decisions in life.
I've been asked this question pretty much all year long, but I mean, now that the season's coming to a close and the draft is that much closer, how hard is it to block out the noise and people asking you questions about possibly being one of the top three draft picks?
I usually just laugh it off. I'm really worried about it. I'm just worrying about being a better player and being healthy.
How fully healthy are you?
Not completely healthy. I mean, I'm kind of stagnant. I need to take some more time off, and we already got a lot of time off, but I'm going to do the best for what I got.
Was it just the ankle that was bothering you?
Yep.
Miles, when you look at Kansas State, what challenges will they present you guys in the game?
I mean, very disciplined. They're, you know, very strong up front, and I mean, they're tenacious. They'll come after you, you know, every down. They're not going to stop. They're going to go from whistle to whistle, and so that's tough. That's what you see in the SEC every game.
You know, that Tennessee game, we saw you know, grimace and wince throughout that whole game. You played both overtimes. You know, did you ever think, you know, of not playing in those games? I know we've asked you this before, but, you know, given everything that you have on the line, all the money at stake, I mean, did you ever feel like, you know, maybe this isn't worth it?
It's just money. I mean, the relationships I'll make, you know, during this time or the impressions I'll make on people around me will last forever. Money will be come and go.
How much would it matter to you if it – what franchise it looked like might be able to draft you? Would that factor into what your ultimate decision?
No.
For instance, Cleveland, for instance.
No, well, it's Cleveland, Jacksonville, whoever wants to pick me up, I'm going to play my hardest and give my all for them. I'm going to, you know, go in that their direction, and I'm going to do my thing.
Because of the injury issues, I wonder, do you hold any kind of grudge with Dan Skipper?
Me and Dan, we need to talk one day. But I definitely forgive him. It's part of the game. I should have been, you know, more aware. Should have been able to get myself out of the way to prevent such a thing from happening. But no hard feelings.
I think you play better football, or people play better football when they're not motivated by money, as opposed to being motivated just by relationships and their teammates.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know. To me, money doesn't. It has no real value other than, hey, I can buy my family some stuff for, you know, with this. I can do stuff with this for other people. It doesn't have, you know, any real value. You know, the relationship that I gain, you know, from playing football and the relationships that I improve upon is what means a lot to me, not just, you know, monetary value.
Don't you hate to see a trend going around the country where guys like you wouldn't play in bowl games unless it's the college football semifinals or championships?
I mean, hopefully, you know, when you see guys like Leonard and Christian, you know, no hate on them. You know, they're great players in their own right, but hopefully other people will look the other direction and see me and say, well, he's up there in that same kind of that caliber and he's still playing. Well, they can look both directions, and, you know, whoever they decide upon, that's just who they are.
Is anybody trying to talk you out of playing in the bowl game along the way, or do they know better?
Me and my dad a little bit.
What did he say?
He was like, you know, Leonard, he's a great football player. Maybe you should follow his advice. I was like, oh, we're also not the same school. We got a lot of different, you know, temperaments. And you know me, I'm competitive as can be. So I'm going to play until I can't.
Why was it so important for you to play as well as you could have this year?
That's what I always want to do. It doesn't matter if I felt a freshman going against, you know, the best off of the tackle, or if I'm a junior going against, you know, UTSA or Alabama. I want to be the best on the field at any given moment.
It's not really a home game for you guys, but it is near your home turf. Yeah, it's pretty much. So how much have you guys talked about defending that home turf?
I mean, it's our state. You know, whoever comes in there got to catch a whooping.
and they've already beaten all the Texas teams that they played so far this year. Have you guys talked about that at all?
Yeah, they have, but, I mean, we're not like anybody else. Everybody has different matchups, different schemes, so they got to see something different when they play us.
Miles, what would a win over Kansas State mean to you?
It means we've gotten back on track and, you know, preparing for, you know, a turnaround when we get to next season, going to off season with some momentum, and we can build off that, you know, strength conditioning with coach, and we can just work with that.
How much have you got to work practice-wise? I mean, you keep talking about you're not 100%, so how much have you got to work while the other guys are working out and stuff like that?
Doing everything they're doing. Okay. Just because I'm 100% doesn't mean I slow down or I, you know, hold back. I'm doing everything they're doing at full speed and hard as I can.
Just to clear this up, because this is already getting some traction, when he said Leonard's been trying to lead since he was a sophomore, you weren't throwing shots at Leonard, right?
No. Leonard's a cool dude. I mean, I've been friendly with him since I played an unarmed game with him. Just a little jab.
I'm curious about you. When you said you talked to a Skipper, was that like on the field that day, or did y'all get on the phone later? Or was
no, we talked on the field a little bit after that.
Did you hear anything what you said?
No.